le baba ko sa utho re priye atman jago he priye atman फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
ओम शांति Amrit Vela. In today's series, how can I come close to Baba? The need for cleanliness. In the early morning hours, every child begins to race in order to celebrate this meeting with Baba. Baba is the magnet. And so, automatically, the soul that is clean is able to come very close, no matter how much external effort a soul may be making on a physical level, yet it will only be by being clean and pure that the soul will experience the pull of the magnet and so will experience itself to be merged. So every morning Baba is saying every child is racing to celebrate this meeting with Baba, and Baba is magnet, and that's why the soul which is clean and pure is able to reach Baba very fast. So God is that supreme magnet, and souls which are pure, clean, are able to reach the magnet very fast. But if the soul is covered by rust, the pull will be less. So if there is a rust, pull will be less. If it is covered with soil, mud, still the pull would be less. Only ferromagnetic materials are attracted. If there is some object kept in between, some barrier, then the soul will not go to the magnet. If the distance is too much, then again the object will not be get pulled towards the magnet. If in the atmosphere there is a lot of disturbance, atmosphere, then also the object will not get pulled towards the magnet. The Baba is saying only the souls who are clean and pure, they will get attracted to the magnet very fast. But if there is a rust of vices, it would be difficult. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, the power of yoga gives you the control over your senses. And yogi will never go into vices. And the question is often asked, which is greater, Gyan or Yoga? And the answer is Yoga. Just as there is a question, what is greater, effort or grace, Purushartha, Pralabdha? In the similar manner, in today's Murli Baba said, just as we say, Purushartha, effort, endeavor is greater, in the similar manner, Yoga is greater. So with the power of Yoga, you do five things in today's Murli. First, the lamp of the soul is ignited. Second, you become pure. Third, you make this impure world into the pure world. All the five elements which are tamopradhan become satopradhan. Baba said, you move this mountain fly and turn into the mountain of gold. The fourth, it helps you against all vices. And fifth, the power of yoga gives you control over your senses. So these are the five things that happen because of yoga. The lamp is ignited. You become pure. You can make others pure. Only those who are pure can make others pure. Only the pure souls, with their vibes of purity, can help other souls to become pure, to come out of the vices. The whole world is vicious, is drowned in vices. And yoga helps you against all the vices. A yogi will never go into vices. Vices will leave you. And the last, control over senses. When you come into body consciousness, Baba said, there is upheaval of senses, cheshta. The senses become fickle, chanchal, agitated. But when you are soul conscious, you have perfect control over your senses. So if there is a rust of vices, souls cannot get pulled towards magnet. So Baba said in the early morning of Amrit Vela, God is like the huge magnet, the mammoth magnet, and souls are down. But if there is a lot of rust, the souls will not feel the pull. The desire to move away from the body will be less. The desire to drop the body consciousness, to drop the attractions of the five elements, to drop everything which is related to the body, and to enter into the world where there is no body. This desire would be very less in those who have traces of vices. Once the soul becomes pure, automatically there is a pull towards supreme abode. Once the soul becomes pure, automatically the supreme soul would start pulling the soul. Then this world of vices, this world of senses, this world of elements would loosen its hold over the soul. The shackles would be broken. The chains left behind. And the soul would fly, soar up into that world of spirits. This world will attract the soul. And the more we remain body conscious, the world of bodies pull the soul. So, if there is a rest of vices, the pull would be less, the attraction would be less. The lesser the vices, the more would be the pull towards the soul world. Soil or mud, whatever you call it, if the soul is covered with this soil, mud, of laziness, of carelessness, then also the pull would be very less. Or ignorance. If the soul is covered with the soil of vismriti, forgetfulness, or ignorance, then the pull would be very less. And if there is some barrier in between, very strong attachment to somebody, very strong attachment to some place, some person, some object, anything of this world, that will become a barrier. Or some physical, if object comes here, then also the object will not get pulled towards magnet. So if any circumstance and soul is busy in thinking only about that circumstance, about that situation, so naturally our energy, our thoughts, our thought energy is going to that situation and we get separated from God. So Baba said, this situation, these obstacles, these hindrances, they are the side scenes, they will come and you need not to get disturbed. This is the path where you will see hundreds of things, but then how much undisturbed, unperturbed you remain in your journey towards perfection, that's what matters. If I get disturbed by each and everything, then I will not complete this journey. For example, a honeybee is making the buzzing sound and going to the ear of an elephant, and the elephant is with his ears again making it go away. Again with that buzzing sound it is going near the ear. Again the elephant is making it go away. And then the elephant is little irritated and he says, what is it? Why can't you keep calm? Why are you always moving like this, making the buzzing sound? You can't rest. You can't sit at one place. So the honeybee says, what should I do? Whatever I see, it attracts me. Whatever I hear, it attracts me. That's why I'm not stable. My senses, they are always in that stage of flux, moving, extrovert. I feel like to go and see what I see with the eyes. I feel like to touch the things I see. That's why I'm never calm. In turn, the honeybee asks the elephant, how come you are so calm? So the elephant says, I do not allow my senses to get attracted towards things. I don't get attracted to things I see. I don't get attracted to things I hear. I remain stable, and that's why I can sit at one place for a long time. Clean and pure soul would clear the obstacles even with the power of their purity. Purity is the greatest power in the world. No matter how difficult the situation is, how tough the problem is, how big the obstacle is, purity has the power to steer you clear of all the obstacles. So barriers, no barrier can stop. What is this? Yeah? What was this? Distance. If you are far away from God, the pull would be less. there's cold and somebody has lit the fire and somebody is sitting very far away and he says, it is too much cold, what I should do? But who told you to sit away from the fire? Go and come sit and sit close to the fire. In the similar manner, we are far away from God and we do not feel His love, His energy, His virtues, His beauty, His support, His care, His canopy, His cooperation, and keep on complaining that He doesn't do this, He doesn't do that. Who told you to stay away? Come near to Him. Come ye all that labor and I shall give thee rest. Jesus says in Bible, why are you staying away? If you are tired, if you are exhausted, come ye all, come to me, ye all that labor, and I shall give thee rest. I will give you rest, come. Rock of all ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The poet says, you are the rock, cleft, let me hide myself in thee. So hide yourself in God. He is the rock. And there is a storm, there is a tempest outside. So go and hide yourself in Him. You will remain safe. Reduce the distance. How? God is here and I am here. How will I feel His love? Distance is too big. How will you go close to God?
Stay light.
Stay light. Okay. What else? Sharing knowledge. Remembrance. What else?
Yes.
Soul conscious. What
soul
else?
And, not,
and what else? Keep on talking with Him. Keep on chatting with Him. Keep on sending Him messages. Keep on talking with Him on phone. There's one boy there in Shantivan. He has reduced mental abilities. He's a little mentally retarded, you can say. But he heard somewhere that one should talk with Shiv Baba. So he has one phone. It's a dummy phone. And with that phone he keeps on talking with Baba all the time. Hello Baba, I am here. Alright. So every 10 minutes he keeps on talking. So keep on talking with Him if you want to go close to Him. Keep on sharing with Him everything that's in your mind. Keep on expressing a sense of gratitude for everything that He has given to you. Rather than becoming a complaint box, have the attitude of gratitude. Whatever you have given me, I am happy with it. I have enough and to share. I don't need anything more. You have given me everything. So this thought is very powerful, that I am full, I am contented, I am happy, I don't need anything. Nothing is unobtained to me. Everything that is needed in life I have got from you. So this attitude will fill the soul with deep sense of satisfaction. I have everything. So you have given me everything. Keep on repeating, chanting, saying, humming, writing. This all the time. I don't need anything of this world. In Bible there is one statement. Neither death nor life nor height nor depth nor nakedness nor angels nor principalities nor things present or things to come nor any person or any person to come shall be able to separate us from love of God. For we are one in Him. We live, we move, and we have our being in Him. So He is our be all and end all. Sarve, sarva. He is our everything. We don't need anything. getting you, we have got everything. There's a song. We don't need anything. So, this distance will get reduced when he becomes your intimate companion with whom you share most of the things. You can do one thing for this. You can create a group on mobile, WhatsApp group. Add somebody and remove that person. Now group is created where you are alone. And throughout the day, keep on sending him messages. What message you will send? Baba, I am okay. Now I am here in the class, which is quite boring, yet I am sitting, feeling sleepy, but still managing somehow that I do not doze off. And how are things in Paramdham? All souls have descended down. So things, you are doing well. So keep on talking with him all the time. Just keep on sending messages. Just as you update, you send live location. You know, they send live location. When you are lost, you send your live location to your friend. Okay, I am here. Now tell which is the way out. So you can send your live location. Right now I am here. In the middle of the situations. Tough situations. Now tell fast what is to be done. Tell the answer in 5 minutes. I have no time. Keep on sending messages throughout the day. And then that message would get stored with time and date. The next day you can review. That was the thing. You can write anything. Right now, okay. There's somebody came and he was just scolding me for no reasons. You can write everything about the food and everything. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are eating, where are you, what room, how is the room, with whom. And you can tell him that yes, today's Murli was quite good. You seem to have prepared well. Good. Though yesterday was boring, but today's, I think your preparation was quite good. So you can send him compliments. Just as you talk with your friend, just as you keep others updated about you, there is, what is that known as? Status. They keep on sending, I am here, traveling. They want that others should know that. In a similar manner, keep him updated about you. Baba said, no, there are children who don't even inform me where they are. You have to give your news. So keep on giving him news. This is one of the best methods. So form a group with him and keep on sending messages. So the soul, which is very pure, gets attracted to God. And the purity will come. The more the purity, the distance would get reduced. And the atmosphere. What is there in the atmosphere? If negative vibes are there, if lot of negativity is there, if waste is there, then definitely you cannot communicate with him. For communication, the distance should be less. For communication, there shouldn't be waste or negative. For communication, the churning of situations should be less. Rather than we should churn knowledge. By churning only about situations, our energy are going to the situations. The soil, the mud of carelessness, ignorance, forgetfulness shouldn't be there. And rust of vices. The more the yoga power, the more the viceless. Nirvikar, Nirmohi, Nirlobhi, different words used in today's Murli, we become. So, this is today's churning for Amrit Vela. In the morning hours, every child begins to race in order to celebrate. So you have to race, run. Here is he and you are here. Ready, steady and go. Now who reaches the Paramdham first? Run fast. Otherwise others are going ahead. and they will come with trophy that we have won. And then, so run fast. The time is less. Run and reach the goal. Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is achieved. Uttishta Jagrata. Baba is magnet, and so automatically the soul that is clean and is able to come very close. No matter how much external effort a soul may be making on the physical level, yes, it will only by being clean and pure. So cleanliness, purity, then the soul will experience the pull of the magnet. He is the supreme magnet. And we should stay within that magnetic field. And the more we stay near magnet, we will ourselves become magnet one day. Master magnet. Mini magnet. And so we'll experience itself to be merged. Om Shanti.